Pierce Bowman is a retired executive with the impressive engineering career spanning 48 years in mining, power generation, and major project management right across Australia, Canada, and Africa. Wow, that's a mouthful. And as an avid pilot and car enthusiast, he's had his own airplane hangar at Caboolture Airfield, which is not far away from here, as well as being a member of the Corvettes Down Under Club and the Triumph Sports Owners Association. Pierce is a coordinator with Max Bridge Committee and a member of the management committee of the Caboolture Aero Club, putting together the 2025 Max Bridge Classic Car and Aircraft Festival on Sunday, 6th of July at the Caboolture Aero Club. Good morning, Pierce. How are you?
Good morning, Shane. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Well, before we get down to the nitty-gritty, let's talk about the history of Max Bridge event itself, and it attracts thousands of visitors. How did it start and evolve?
Well, Shane, it started in a small park adjacent to McLean's Bridge on the Bow Desert Road some 40 years ago. It had such a good response from a range of car clubs that it eventually obviously outgrew that park. And the TSOAQ, which is the Triumph Sports Owners Association Queensland, moved the event. We've been to several sites over the years. We've tried the Lakeside Motor Circuit and most recently the Gun Club on Old Cleveland Road. And following our regular visits to Toowoomba, where it's hosted the David Hack Day for many years on the Toowoomba Airfield, we decided the Caboolture Airfield, given my background, was an ideal venue. It's a flat site, and we were able to be combining aircraft and great cars. Obviously, it seemed like a winning formula.
This will be the second year that Max Bridge has created this unique wheels, wings, and warplanes show at the Caboolture Aero Club, and the second year to partner with Mazda MX-5 Club. It's pretty exciting to see the magic of pairing vintage cars and like Polish Triumphs alongside aircraft like Tiger Moths. How have these two decisions added even more to the success of the event?
Well, our partnering with the MX-5 Club was very deliberate. They're a great group of people. They're much younger than most of the members of the Triumph Club, and they're very enthusiastic. We had a really good working relationship last year on the airfield, and I'm sure it's going to get even better this year. As to the change of site, the change to the Caboolture Airfield, of course, takes a little time to produce better results. We had about 900 cars, that's exhibitors and visitors attending last year, and of course we're, as usual, you're hoping for a much better event the following year. We had a little conflict last year, which we didn't discover until too late. Our date conflicted with the Noosa Car Classic, and Oshkosh, which is a huge air show in Wisconsin, USA, attracts a lot of our seasoned local pilots, so we lost a little bit on both sides. So for that reason, we've moved the event forward this year to July the 6th, and we're hoping for a much bigger response in cars, first of all, but particularly in vintage airplanes and warbirds.
Well, we'll take a very quick song break and be back with you in just a moment.